I'm surprised no one has. Well, why don't you just look at it and tell me about it? I'd rather you tell me about it.
I just sort of tell you and not read it.
That's right, sure. And we can pick up any.
Lutz's Spirit Town, see. Now, let me see if I can find where the did come from. It don't say where they come from. But they come here and bought land in Weir's Cove and Cage Cove prior to 1800. And then some of them moved to Giles County, Tennessee in 1807. And eventually returned to Sevier County. And then it goes on and tells a great big long story who their children was, you know, and so on. But it don't tell where they come from. But a lot of them went one place and one the other. Now, a week or so ago, there were 6 Grousons come here from, some of them was from Arkansas. They was all brothers and sisters, only the man and wife, she wasn't a Grouson. And some of them from Mississippi and some of them from Arkansas. And they'd been here before, and I took them down here and showed them the old Grouson Cemetery. And they think we're kin folks, and I guess we are. Because they've got the same names, you know, a lot of the first names.
I see.
Richards and Aarons and Wes and things like that. Huh?
Your first
no,
name?
No, it ain't a family name. I don't know. My mother that said name, and I don't know where she got it. There's very few in this country at that time. I've got a lot around here that's named for me. I know several that was named for me. I thought maybe that'd tell where they come from.
I see. Well, that's fine. Maybe I could look at that after a while. Were any of your ancestors in either the Revolution or the Civil War?
Not as I know of.
Well, I wonder, did the people in this part of the country have, were they much involved in the Civil War?
Well, there's a lot of people in here that lived to be old that was in the Civil War. Now, the Revolutionary, that's a getting away
yeah.
back young.
Well, that would have been...
They were several folks. This Earl Lawson's grandpa was in the veteran in the Civil War. His grandfather on his mother's side. There were several people in here who went to... Then later on, they come along, you know, and a lot of them went, several in here went to the Spanish-American War. Mm-hmm. Then World War come up, and Earl's daddy was in World War One. And then World War II, they just cleaned the country up, you know, and took everybody that they could get. Mm-hmm. And then the Korean War. I've got a boy, my boy was in the Korean War.
How many children do you have?
I've got 4. Right. 3 girls and a boy. Right.
Are they all still around in...
Well, my oldest girl, she lives in Seymour. She married a fella there, and she teaches school. It's teaching school blood in my family. I reckon it don't come from the Crowson side. But she married Aaron. He's got a farm. He carries the mail. She teaches school at Chilhite that way. Then I've got my next girl. She never was married. She works at Gatlinburg all the time, has for years. She comes home on a Saturday, stays till Monday, and goes back. And then I've got another girl that's married and lives over here. She's got 2 children, and my boy, he lives in Sevierville and works in Knoxville.